radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
People, Exxon, Chevron, the establishment, the people who rule the world would certainly lose a lot of money. Is it to their advantage to keep the price up and have artificial shortages? Is it their advantage to have a butt in oil and drive the prices down? Well, it should be obvious to anybody with half an ounce of intelligence that this whole thing is manipulated by people who have a different worldview. And with us this morning is a gentleman who has actually encountered the people on the other side. His name is Lindsay Williams. He's been with us before, but we wanted to have him again because now, as we begin moving into a period of chaos and crisis related to our currency and the price of oil, which is really the basis of our currency today, the reason that the dollar is the reserve currency of the world is because until recently it has been used to purchase oil, and all oil was purchased in the American dollar. That's changing as more and more countries now are willing to use other currencies, the euro, the ruble, the Chinese currency, other currencies, and they're abandoning the dollar, and it all gets back to this whole artificial crisis that's been created as far as oil is concerned. Lindsay, well, I'm going to let Lindsay tell you what he knows, because he was there. I verified his story. I believe it is true, and you ignore what he says at your own peril. Go ahead, Lindsay. Good to have you with us again.
Good morning, Dr. Stan, and thank you so much for allowing me the privilege of being on your show this morning and the American Freedom Network at the same time. I'm just sitting here stunned. Today is Thursday, the 25th of October, 2007. And everything that I heard them say when I sat with the elitist of the world 35 years ago has taken place this morning, right this second, right now. I'm sitting right here, and it's on the computer. This second, crude oil is $91.75. That's right this second, as the morning is beginning. Gold is $781.50 this second, and the dollar within the past hour has dropped to the lowest level that it has ever been in the history of the United States of America. Dr. Stan, every person in your listening audiences, especially the farmers there in Southern California, the program that you'll be doing on tomorrow.
Actually, this is going to be in Colorado, but the farmers in Colorado will be feeling the same pain, you know, as the price of diesel goes up.
Well, you can expect crude oil. I think you're going to see $100 a barrel very shortly.
But you're going to see the destruction of the dollar, and this is what people don't understand. And they've got all their money tied up in insurance policies and in pensions and in CDs and in annuities and in bank deposits and in bonds. And they don't understand, as the dollar falls, the value of their holdings fall. The bonds may go up in value, but, of course, at the same time, as the dollar falls, they lose far more. So go right ahead. I mean, that's shocking. I was really surprised to see what had happened to gold this morning. Silver was up dramatically. And as you know, just yesterday, Jimmy Rogers, who is a famed international currency trader, formerly associate of George Soros, Jimmy Rogers just says he's pulling all of his money out of the U.S. currency and putting it into the Chinese currency, into the Japanese currency, into the Swiss currency, because they're going to hold up, whereas the American dollar is going to be destroyed. Jimmy Rogers said that just yesterday. Oh, certainly a man who's been consistently right in his predictions, and he's even moved out of the United States. He's not even going to stay here, because he anticipates the crisis and certainly the chaos that's going to develop in this country when the American people realize that everything they worked their whole life for has been stolen from them.
Then billionaire investor Warren Buffett said on yesterday, Thursday to the 25th, of course today is Friday the 26th, I guess I made a mistake a moment ago, Friday the 26th of October, it's early in the morning. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett said on yesterday, Thursday the 25th of October, he expects the dollar to weaken further. He says he is investing in South Korean stocks because they offer a better value on the world market. And he says, quote, we are still negative on the dollar. We bought stocks in companies that are earning their money in other currencies. That's the richest man on the face of the earth. And you're right, Jimmy Rogers, just yesterday says, I am getting out of the assets of the U.S. dollar. This is his exact quote. I'm in the process of getting all of my assets out of the U.S. dollar. Dr. Stan, this has been planned for years. It's part of their agenda.
Absolutely. It's all planned, ladies and gentlemen. They're out to destroy the value of our currency and enslave our people. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Student Center.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Hilltop Bean Coffee Shop in Brighton says staying in shape and lowering your fat intake reduces the chances of heart disease and early illness. Exercising daily along with your own commitment to better health will help to keep you fit for life. That's from Hilltop Bean Coffee Shop for great coffee, cappuccinos, and lattes. Stop in at 4243 East 136th Avenue in Brighton, where they also have many fine food items to choose from. Ladies, mention this ad and receive 10% off your purchase. That's Doug and his staff at the Hilltop Bean Coffee Shop, 4243 East 136th Avenue in Brighton.
Greetings, John Lofton, recovering Republican here. Are you like me? Does everything you see, read about, or hear make you want to... Yeah, do that. If so, then you really should hear our program, The American View. It starts right here on KHNC Radio, November 5th at 10 a.m. And though I have strong views, I do consider the opinion of others.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
That's The American View, November 5th, 10 a.m.
Now is the time to begin to heal the planet.
Zip it, Al. Return the prize.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. Blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience up there working on the Alaska pipeline during the 1970s and what you learned from the men who rule the world?
Well, Dr. Stan, everything that people are hearing you say on your program is the truth. And back 35 years ago, I had the privilege, by the providence of God, of being the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and actually being given executive status and sitting with the elitist of the world for 3 years' time. If someone had said to me prior to my going into that situation, do you believe there's a group of people that control the world, I would have laughed at them. After I wrote my book, Energy and Non-Crisis, if they had said, do you believe there's a group of people who tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, control the currencies of the world and tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it. But you know, Dr. Stan, I must admit that I never really thought that I would see them fulfill what they said they were going to do in my lifetime. But we have seen it this morning. I mean, this is so significant, Dr. Stan, that this morning, Friday, the 26th of October of 2007, we are literally seeing a fulfillment of what I heard Mr. Ken Fromm say the day that I saw them bring in the largest oil pool in North America called Gull Island, and you have verified this with Mr. Jim Lawler. And when they finished doing that, Mr. Ken Fromm said to me a few days later, he said, Lindsay, we will bring in that oil to the American people whenever we get the price of crude oil where we want it. And I didn't know exactly what that price was back then. I do today. They want crude oil to $150 a barrel, which would denominate to $7 to $11 at the gas pump. Now, every bit of this is done by a pre-arranged and designed agenda. This is not something that just happens by chance, and it's not by what happens in the marketplace. Every bit of this is arranged years and years in advance. And the fact that crude oil this morning, right this second, is $91.75 means that at the gas pump you're going to see an increase in the price of gasoline at the gas pump for somewhere between 25 and 35 cents a gallon when this comes down to the gas pump, which we'll have to do it within a few days. They'll do it prior to the Christmas holidays at least. And you're going to see crude oil $100 a barrel very shortly. And every bit of this, according to what I saw and heard when I lived with the elitist of the world, you know, very few people have the privilege of actually sitting across the dinner table from the International Secretary Treasurer of Exxon, sitting in a board meeting later in the day and having some congressman or some person walk in. But by the providence of God, he put me there so I could tell the world. And Dr. Stan, he put you where you are by his providence to be able to tell the people in the nation who wish to do something about it right now so that they can save the food on their dinner table. Because it's affecting the farmers just to that point. I've just returned 4 days ago from a seminar in Panama, Panama City, Panama, where the Panama Canal is. Just prior to that, I was in Cancun, Mexico, where we had hundreds of people from many countries in the world. And I spoke at a seminar there for 7 days, and was in Panama for 9 days. And I heard and saw some things that were utterly amazing as to what's taking place. It's affecting tourism already in a drastic manner. The hotel which we stayed in was the Intercontinental Playa Bonita Hotel in Panama. They said it was a five-star hotel, best in Panama. And the day before we arrived, our group had not gotten there yet. The hotel was deserted. I mean, literally, there was practically nobody there. And I stayed a day or two afterwards because we wanted to see the Panama Canal and some other things. And the hotel was deserted. We came back on Continental Airlines from Panama to Houston, Texas. And I have not seen this, Dr. Stan, in years. Now, you do a lot of flying just like I do. And I have not seen this in years and years. My entire family, my son, my wife, and I were all together on the trip. We, every one of us, had our own seat. We laid down and slept for 4 hours from Panama City to Houston. I have not seen that in years. The airplane was probably one-third full. The tourism is being affected in a major way. Now, every bit of this is by design plan that the elitist of the world have designed it for years. And I described it in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. And Dr. Sand, to sit here this morning and be able to talk to your elite listening audience of people who know the facts because you've given it to them over the years, over the radio and in your newsletter. And folks, believe everything you're hearing Dr. Stan say. If there has ever been a time when you need to believe everything you're hearing on his broadcast, it's right now, because he's told you in advance what's happening. I heard 35 years in advance what they were going to do. And now I'm sitting here mind-boggled this morning that I am actually hearing CNBC News. Now, this has been for the past week. CNBC News has put on promos about the fact that they are going to China with billionaire investor Warren Buffett. Now, if you happen to be watching the news this week, you'll see this. CNBC News has been saying, we are carrying our crews, our camera crews, to China with billionaire Warren Buffett on his trip. And they're going over there for the purpose of investing in China, because you can't invest in America anymore. So, folks, get ready. Now, you can do something about it. You do not need to be discouraged. There's no reason to not sleep at night, and there's no reason whatsoever to look behind trees and be afraid, because if you prepare your household right now and get ready for the inevitable, you see, crude oil is going up, so you're going to be paying $4 a gallon at the gas pump. Just right around the corner, you're going to be paying $7 to $11 at the gas pump. But if you get ready for all of this right now, there's something you can do about it. The farmers, food prices are going to be affected in a major way. They've gone up 21% since January the 1st of this year. $4 and $5 a gallon for a gallon of milk at the grocery store. But if you are invested in gold, gold's going up to $781.50 this morning, and none of us thought we'd ever see that again. So, folks, get ready, prepare. I hope that you'll get our survival guide. It's free of charge. You don't have to pay a penny for it. In fact, we'll even ship it to you at no cost. You must have our survival guide. Everything that you will ever need in light of the inevitable of what's taking place in the world today. And stay in tune with Dr. Stan's program every day, and you'll hear what's happening every morning. So, Dr. Stan, it is literally a privilege. I just can't stress enough that you, over the years, have allowed me to take people right through the step-by-step of what these people are doing.
Well, I think, you know, people have to understand that the farmers are going to have to put out a lot more for diesel, going to raise the cost of farm products. The diesel is going up, so shipping and hauling to your local stores will be going up. Of course, you know, this is going to influence the airfares. This is going to influence the gasoline. And there are so many products that are made from petroleum. I mean, paints and medicines. They're all going to go up. And believe me, this is all manipulated. It's all created. And the average American doesn't understand it. There is no shortage of oil. Peak oil, well, the man who actually came up with the idea was a man named Hubert, who happened to work for Shell Oil Company, and he was able to predict in the 1950s that production would peak of oil and natural gas would peak in 1971 or 72 here in the United States, because they financed the environmental movement to block the development of oil here. And that's what it's all about, to block the development of nuclear energy. And we are financing building nuclear plants throughout the rest of the world, guaranteeing their loans, $5 billion for loans to China so they can build their nuclear power plants. But all shucks, we can't build them here because the environmentalist movement, which was funded by the oil companies, have effectively blocked building nuclear power plants for 30 years in America and blocked the development of our resources and drilling up there in the Arctic, wildlife area there in Alaska. And certainly, they're simply lying to the American people. But when you control the media and you tell them a lie often enough, everybody comes to believe. Well, how is this going to influence the value of our currency? How do you see that unfolding, Lindsay?
Well, in order to answer that question, Dr. Stan, let me get into the nitty-gritty as to why all of this is happening. There is a reason for this, and I would have never known it had I not sat in their board meetings and listened to the elitist of the world talk about it many years ago. Then I have followed it over these 35 years in every step that they have done. So here, basically, is the whole program. First of all, the standard currency of the world is crude oil. That's the reason that it's affecting our dollar so much right now, because the dollar has been scuttled. It no longer is the currency that is used for the trade and sale of crude oil. And since the standard currency of the world is oil, crude oil, not the dollar, not the ruble, not the euro, but crude oil. Now, let's watch the process of all of this as to the destruction of the dollar. In the early 1960s, crude oil was chosen as a method of controlling the world. I heard them talking about this, the fact that they had chosen something to control, because the name of the game is control. It's not necessarily just making money. They have so much money that some of them could spend $1 million a day, write a check for it the rest of their life, and never spend their fortunes. So there's more to it than that. Why did Stalin do what he did? Why did Hitler do what he did? Why did Mussolini do what he did? All of these people did it because the name of the game is control and greed and control of human beings. So they chose crude oil in the early 60s as a method of controlling the world. Now, they had a 30-year plan way back then for the control of the world. So what has happened today? If they wanted to destroy the dollar, the best way to do it is to get the oil-producing countries of the world to stop using the dollar for the sale of crude oil. So they did, and they followed it right in plan. On March the 20th of 06, Iran was the first country to ever jump ship and say, we are not going to use the dollar for the sale and trade of crude oil. And that's the third largest oil field in the world. Right on the heels of Iran was Venezuela, fifth largest oil producer and supplier in the world, 6% of America's oil supply. And they said, we don't want the dollar anymore. Then Nigeria, with the slightest sweet crude on the face of the earth, you put it in your gas tank and burn it. Nigeria said, we're going to run Shell Oil out, and no longer are we going to use the dollar. Then Bolivia. Then Russia came along. By the way, Russia, as of November of last year, equaled Saudi Arabia in oil output. Then Saudi Arabia, this startled me to no end. When OPEC and the Saudi Arabia oil cartel said on September the 21st of 07 this year, we are beginning the process of switching to another currency for the sale and trade of crude oil. Now, watch this, folks. This is so important. At the same time that these countries jumped ship and said, we are not going to use crude oil or the dollar for the sale and trade of crude oil anymore, the dollar began its collapse. And the average American, I sat back and watched it, and I said, uh-oh, here we go. It's going down. And I kept warning people in my audiences all over the nation, and I speak somewhere almost every week this past year, and I said, you better watch it. The dollar is going to totally collapse. And I said this to a group of Canadians in my presentation at a seminar in Panama this past week, and there was an American there. And he said, oh, no, no, no. He said, we would never accept anything but the greenback as a currency in America. I said, yes, you will. I said, the time is coming when that dollar will be worth so little, you'll take a wheelbarrow load of them to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread, and you will beg the Federal Reserve for another currency. And the same people that control our currency now will issue the Amero in the North American Union. So every bit of this began with the collapse of the oil.
We'll be back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams here at the American Freedom Network.
Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com.
Before we go on, Lindsay, would you like to give your website and tell people how they can get in touch with you and obtain your information?
Well, Dr. Stan, I would urge people this morning, as I have never before, because this hour, right now, this hour, 7:33 in the morning here in my time in Arizona, Friday, the 26th of October, The dollar, right this second, has hit the lowest point that it has ever been in the history of the United States of America, right this second. Gold is within a few dollars of the highest that it's ever been. And people say, well, can we do anything about this? Yes, you can. If you do something right now, you can save your household. And I would beg of you to get our survival guide. It's free of charge. We won't even charge you a penny for it. I hope you'll take down my 800 number. It's 800. Won't cost you a thing to call. The number is 800-321-2900. My website is lwoil.com. Just simple. The letter L, the letter W, oil.com. And we've just completed finishing 9 DVDs. I am so alarmed over what's happening in America. Until I've gotten some of the leading voices in this country to prepare a DVD on my behalf that I can give to you on our radio broadcast. And you heard me correctly, give to you. One of them was an investor in Seattle, Washington, prepared a 2-hour DVD, quality digital DVD viewing, showing you what you can do to save yourself financially in light of what's happening today. Another one was prepared by a man who is a Nobel Prize nominee, and he just finished preparing for me, Ron Snyder did, what you can do about your health in light of health care going up. A 2-hour DVD. We're going to give you 5 DVDs as a gift when you purchase my 4 DVD set. That's correct. What I gave away on Dr. Stan's program years ago is nothing to compared to what I'm doing today, because I'm begging people to know every issue while they can. My 9 DVD set, you only buy 4 of them, and I'm giving you 5 as a gift so that you'll know every single issue. And the number is 800-321-2900. Now, Dr. Stan, in light of what has happened just this morning, I'm still sitting here stunned. The whole world is opting out of the dollar. I mean, everybody is literally running from the dollar as fast as they can go. This one startled me also. Wednesday, September the 26th, 07. That's just a few days ago. Egypt and Israel sent communiques to Washington, D.C., to the White House, requesting that their foreign aid money be given to them in euros. I mean, I thought the audacity of these people to say, you give us foreign aid, and we want you to give it to us in euros instead of American dollars. I mean, the whole world is literally running from the dollar. Now, listen to what happened in the month of August. This is the latest statistics, just came out 2 days ago. The U.S. requires $70 billion a month in capital inflow to cover its current account deficit. In August, data from the U.S. Treasury showed that outflow of $163 billion. In other words, nations are literally running from the dollar as fast as they can. They're selling it for everything they're worth, and that's the reason that it's collapsing, is because the oil-producing countries of the world said, we aren't going to use it anymore, and they ran from it. Now, the other countries, Japan, China, other countries are saying, we're selling the dollar as fast as we possibly can. Now, listen to the actual statistics. During the month of August. In August, Asian investors dumped $52 billion worth of treasury bonds. I mean, this is startling beyond words. Led by Japan, sold $23 billion. China sold, didn't buy, sold $14.2 billion. Taiwan sold $5 billion worth of treasury bonds and securities from the Federal Reserve in the month of August alone. I mean, this is the dollar, mark my words, is going to collapse. And the reason they are collapsed, there is a reason why they're doing all of this. I saw it with my own eyes when I was in Panama last week. And the people said to me, we were staying in the Intercontinental Playa Bonita Hotel in Panama. And they said, look across the road. And directly across the road was an entrance to an Air Force base. And I said, what's so significant about that? They said that U.S. Air Force base has just been sold by the United States government to a British consortium, and they're putting up a huge fence around it, which I could see, and they said it's being turned into a North American free trade zone. They are going to bring in by huge aircraft into what was a United States Air Force base that has now been sold to a British company. They are going to use that airstrip to bring in goods from China and Asia and every place in the world, and then fly them into the United States of America from Panama, which uses the American dollar and is considered to be friendly with America, and nobody would catch on to what they're doing because it's coming out of Panama. And they'll fly these huge aircraft into that Air Force base, which was right across the hotel from where I was, and they are going to use it for the North American Union. I mean, to actually form, bypassing the Constitution, bypassing the Congress of the United States of America, doing away for all practical purposes of our sovereignty, and forming a North American Union with Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and eventually will form more of the countries of Central and South America. And I actually saw with my own eyes the Air Force base they are preparing for the purpose of bringing this into the United States of America. I was so startled I could hardly wait to get back to this country and be on radio shows like yours and tell people what I saw with my own eyes. So all of this is a design plan that I have seen personally for the past 35 years. I've watched the progress of this until they've come to the point today where the dollar hit the lowest point this morning it's ever hit in the history of the United States of America. Now, folks, you have now why it's happened in a nutshell. Now, I know I've given it in about 15 to 20 minutes, why all of this is taking place and how they're doing it and bringing it into focus. Now, you need to know every intricate detail using 15 hours. That's correct, 15 hours. Everything from 1960 to 2007, 15 hours of digital DVD viewing. You hear all of the intricate workings of the inner workings of the banking, of the oil cartels, of what's taking place, of what I lived back in those days. And I will also give you a copy of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and I'm going to give you as a gift a copy of my book, 263 pages, entitled You Can Live. And then listening to Dr. Stan's program every day to stay up to date as day by day as to what these people are doing. And every bit of this done by an agenda that was set, and they know exactly where they're going and what their intentions are, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, the plan is to impoverish the American people so they will not resist this move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only one in five will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Qualified individuals suffering from chronic back pain, sciatica, pre- or post-surgery problems, herniated, bulging, or degenerative discs can receive a $235 advanced diagnostic evaluation by Johnston Chiropractic. Call now to schedule your appointment and find out if the revolutionary DRX 9000 is the surgery-free solution to your back pain. Call today for this limited offer, 303-772-5042, 303-772-5042. Johnston Chiropractic, the finest quality care for your well-being.
Why is Li Mumui and Phu Khoidan renowned for health-giving powers on the Tongan Island? Li Mumui, a delicious bioavailable drink packed with Phu Khoidan, not found in any land-based plant, vegetable, or grain. Over 700 scientific studies prove Phu Khoidan a safe nutritional food, enhancing immunity, cellular health, and fighting a multitude of immune problems. Li Mumui, the Tongan secret to health. Call TNT now, 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Dan here, our guest, is Lindsay Williams, and of course his book, The Energy Non-Crisis, came out about 1981. It was a classic at that time, still is. We carry the book. We think it's a very important book because it will tell you what Lindsay learned about the fact that there was no oil shortage. It was all created. And then, after all, look at all the money Exxon and Chevron and British Petroleum and Royal Dutch Shell and Conoco are making, and isn't that great? I mean, don't we believe in free enterprise? Well, I believe in free enterprise, but unfortunately these people are monopoly and they're creating artificial shortages, but they're part of something much larger, and that is intent upon the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States. And of course, impoverishing our people, transferring our jobs and our wealth to other countries. But when they collapse our currency, and that, of course, is exactly where we're headed, what will happen to the people who've worked all their lives to save money and suddenly they wake up one morning and they find everything they worked for their whole life is worthless? Well, then they're totally dependent upon the state, and that's just exactly what these wicked people want. Well, Lindsay, certainly in your travels and talking to people from all over the world, are other people aware of the fact that there is this program to destroy the value of the American currency? Are other people concerned about what's happening, you know, as far as currency markets are concerned? Because you destroy a currency, you destroy a nation.
Dr. Stan, they are. I have had so many unusual experiences just within the past month's time. At the seminar in Panama City, where I was a speaker this past week, just this past week, there was a gentleman there from Pakistan. We had people from many countries of the world. We even had an ambassador from one country that attended and spoke at the seminar. And this individual, very knowledgeable businessman from Pakistan, said to me, he said, Lindsay, Iran has the nuclear bomb. I said, what? I said, I thought they were in the process of getting their uranium to the point that it would be enriched high enough to make it. He said, no. He said, Pakistan's already given it to them. He said, they already have it. He went on to intimate that our president right now needs a war because of the condition that he finds his ratings in and so on. You know, to listen to these things brings me down to what I heard many years ago. And that is, what you pay at the gas pump is a form of taxation. The average American doesn't understand that. Now, right now, $91.75 this hour, crude oil, and what you pay for that crude oil, it costs in Saudi Arabia $5 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground. That's all. Now, that doesn't mean to transport it nor to refine it, but just to get out of the ground. On the north slope of Alaska, it costs $3 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground. Now, there is as much crude oil on the north slope of Alaska as there is in Saudi Arabia. Did you hear me correctly? Everybody out there in the audience, there is as much crude oil right there on our own soil in Alaska as there is in Saudi Arabia. How do I know? Please, let me give you a copy of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, when you buy my DVD set. And then you'll hear it explained in intricate detail on digital DVD in my DVD entitled The Energy Non-Crisis. We have enough crude oil, known reserves on the north slope of Alaska, that if that oil were allowed by our government to be brought to the refineries of America, we could have gasoline less than $1.50 a gallon within a year and a half's time. So when I look at all of this and realize that somebody is making drastic profits between $91.75 a barrel and what it sold for at the gas pump, then it brings me down to what I learned years ago. The oil companies, sure, they're making all-time record profits, and I don't defend them. I think it was Chevron last year made the highest profits of any corporation in the history of the world. But when I sat with the elitists of the world, when I learned that there's somebody making more than the oil companies are making, all right, for instance, I'll just take a country that you recognize, Saudi Arabia. They cannot sell a barrel of oil to Shell or Texaco or Standard Oil in the United States of America. They must sell it through the oil cartel. The oil cartel are the people who sit behind the computers in New York and London every day and tell the world, every nation in the world, even Iran and other countries, what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil for that day. Even Mr. Venezuela and Chavez, he is told what he's going to get for a barrel of oil that day. They take the price wherever they want it. They could take it to 50 cents if they wanted to, and the world would have to fall in line. Who is the cartel? I mean, this is the point that just literally astounds me until this day. It is none other than the representatives of the World Bank and the IMF. And the in-between man that shuttles this around the world and uses different currencies for the payment of it is a form of taxation that the average American is paying at the gas pump. In fact, every human being on the face of the earth that buys anything it has to do with petroleum products is paying a form of taxation to the elitist of the world at the gas pump. And this is so mind-boggling that when you see the big picture, as someone said to me in my seminar in Cancun just a few weeks ago, Cancun, Mexico, where we had hundreds of people from many countries of the world. We had 30 speakers, and I had the privilege of being there. And someone said to me, Chaplain Williams, we saw a little piece of the puzzle here, and a little piece here, and a little piece here. But we never saw all of the puzzle put together in one big picture, because all of it centers around one thing. And again, I'll go back to what I said in the first part of Dr. Stan's program today. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. If you want to know what every bit of this is about, the price of the groceries in the grocery store, what you pay at the hardware store, everything that you pay at the gas pump, every product, even to the polyester clothes that you wear, everything relates in some way back to crude oil, and that is what is causing the collapse of the dollar today, the bringing in of the North American Union, which in turn will bring in the Amero, and every bit of this is a part of a designed global plan of the elitist of the world that was, it has been said so many times on Dr. Stan's program.
Hey, we're out of time, Lindsay. God bless. Talk to you later.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Will there be a war soon in the Middle East? And what will happen if Israel's enemies fire mass rockets into Israel's major cities? Come this Sunday, November the 4th at 4 p.m. and hear Avi Lipkin, former spokesperson for the Israeli Army, speak on these subjects. The location is the KHNC radio station, 2 South Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. Call KHNC Radio 1-800-205-6245 for more information. We will have all the pizza available that you can eat. KHNC radio station, November the 4th, 4 p.m. Be there.
Pal, return the prize.
Well, Dr. Stan here. If you want to understand oil, you really need to go to my website and pull down the two articles I wrote on oil. There a couple of years ago, if you don't have access to the internet, why, we'll be glad to send you those letters if you call us, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we suggest you get our four-tape set on oil. Very good. Lindsay's there, but other key people who've studied this for many years, and it's so obvious that they don't want a solution. They want a problem. So we have a four-tape set on oil. We have Lindsay's great book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and we have those two newsletters, which really give you insight into how this whole scam was worked, how they first financed the environmental movement to block the development of oil here in the United States. And then as far as the financial crisis we're entering, if you've not yet heard my talk on the financial tsunami, it's available on DVD or video, and it comes with a syllabus, which we recommend, because we want you to have at your fingertips of the information. Now, for the latest information of my last three newsletters, Financial Collapse, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3 will be out very, very shortly, and I'm working on Part 4 now, which will conclude the series, but there is no question of what has happened. It is a planned program to destroy the financial stability of the dollar and, of course, to impoverish our people. The question is, why are they doing this? Well, it's because the people in charge have a different worldview because they worship a different God. Well, I think you'll find those first two, they're up posted on the net now, Financial Collapse 1 and 2, and then you certainly want to read that right along with Mark. Financial Tsunami syllabus, and specifically the talk, because we tell you what you can do, how this is coming together. And then if you have not read the classic book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, by our good friend Ed Griffin, who I've known for 45 years, or the book The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, or the book Fiat Money, Inflation in France, and finally my little pamphlet entitled The History of Money. You need to get this. You need to get it now. You need to read it. You need to make your preparations. Do not put it off, because they can destroy the value of everything you've worked for so hard for all of your life. And so remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today, and we're under attack from within by the members of the secret societies who are carrying out the mission of the ancient mystery religions. And that's really what it's all about. And what was their goal? Why, a one-world government, a one-world ruler, a one-world religion. And this is what the North American Union is about. This is what the European Union is about. They're forming an African Union, an Asian Union, certainly an Arab Union, a South American Union, and then they will merge them all together in this ancient plan. And believe me, it is an ancient plan. It's been planned for thousands of years. Well, again, this is Dr. Stan. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Get our information.